Two.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Santa Fe, New Mexico to
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, folks. Jeez, jumped the gun. From Santa Fe, New Mexico to Nairobi, Kenya to South Beach, Florida to Kathmandu. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious summer afternoon here in La La Land.
Yeah, and didn't I just open up them shutters?
I don't know.
Let me open up real quick so we get a little quick.
All right, we're in the new studio. This is the second time we're here, so we're just getting acclimated to everything and, excuse me, opening up the shutters to get some bright, fresh air in here. Not fresh air, but the lighting in here. So,
happy Tuesday, everybody. And, man, it's a smoker in L.A., isn't it?
It's a smoker in L.A., man. Indeed it is.
Melting in the car. Let's start off the show like we do every show with wishing everybody a happy birthday today who's celebrating a birthday. We
Great.
Got some big. How about this, Mark? Kylie Jenner. How old do you think she
Kylie
is?
Oh, Kylie Jenner.
And already a billionaire.
Oh, Kylie. She's I don't know. Maybe she's the 23-year-old one?
23.
Okay, right on the money.
23.
Is she the billionaire or she's the
she's the
model?
Okay. She's the billionaire.
Okay.
I think the model's
So today's her birthday. She's 23.
Today's her birthday. What do you think she's doing today on her birthday?
Well, having a good. Is she the one with the kid? Does she have a kid now?
She's got a kid. She's got the tequila.
Okay, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I would think she's.
Kids.
I would think she's out there enjoying the
oh,
day
no,
with
Kendall
the family.
Doesn't have a kid. Kendall doesn't have a kid.
She's the model.
She's the model. Probably
okay.
making the least out of everybody. I think.
Yeah.
I think everybody else is making the big
right,
big bucks.
Right.
But yeah. Anyhow.
Well, happy birthday, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas.
Oh wow! I'd say he's 58.
61.
Ah.
I think all of a sudden he's just starting to look older.
Yeah. Well, it happens
it
when you get
it
to
up
the
to you and,
closest.
Yeah, you're
gonna
love this one, Mark. He's not alive. He's since long since passed. Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover. Well, he lived longer than any. He
right.
lived to be 90, I think.
Yeah,
so,
pretty good. Yeah, very good.
So
he
I would say
be
he'd be. Let's see. Give me a second
yeah.
here.
Well,
three,
right
40,
on 90.
I'd say he's 131.
He'd be 145.
Oh, okay.
Dayglow is 21 today.
Dayglow?
Yeah, he's a YouTuber.
A YouTuber. Okay.
Yeah, Dayglow. I always get a kick out of these names.
Yeah.
Angie Harmon. She's 48. Isn't she in that?
Wasn't she on Law and Order?
Andy yeah, Herman? I've never even seen it. Don't you watch that show?
No, I gave up on that. Well, I didn't give up on it, but 15 years ago, we just said we have to give up on something, but
yeah.
it's still on.
Yeah.
And it was a good show. I liked it.
Never seen an episode. Dax Newman. I like that name.
Is he related to Paul Newman?
No, but he's 19 today. Snapchatter.
Oh, Snapchatter.
I didn't even think Snapchat was still around.
Snapchat. Right.
And how about this remark? Turning 22 today is Vex.
Vex.
V-E-X?
V-E-X-X. What's he, a TikToker?
YouTuber.
YouTuber,
yeah.
TikToker,
so
Snapchat.
We're celebrating a bunch of... oh, and then the one, the Honey Bunny Mama, the one that had the little girl. I forgot what the show... Her name is...
Oh,
Junie...
right, she's got another one, a new show.
Yeah.
Another...
But she is 41 today.
That's it?
Yeah. She was spending $100,000 a month on cocaine a couple years ago.
$100,000 a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she got another shot with that new show, whatever that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she
right?
got a new shot, another shot with a new show.
So how is your Tuesday morning going so far?
Well, you know, busy morning. And then, let's see, we came out here to have lunch before coming into the studio. We were going to have lunch at this Charlie's Phillies, and they were closed for maintenance.
Maintenance. What does
but
that mean?
But yet there was nobody there doing maintenance.
Yeah.
It's just that nobody's working anywhere anymore. We've got a complete breakdown of society in this country. There's either nobody working or the people that are working, you got the crappiest customer service.
Yeah.
So we went to have lunch. We was going to have this Charlie's Philly cheesesteak
yeah, which
sandwich.
Is great. I had that last time.
Didn't have it. Ended
yeah.
up with Panda Express.
Well, you can't go wrong with Panda, right?
Busy morning. It's you know, quick. We had some work to do early on because we know that when we come out here for the radio show, that pretty much is our half of our day. So we try to get as much business done early on. We leave for New York next week. We're doing the Miss New York USA pageant. So we're and then we've got the Emmys 5 weeks from Friday. So we've got really busy days going on right now. The show today. So it was a busy morning.
Yeah, busy morning.
Yeah,
and just trying to catch up. Today's show, Mark, is brought to you by the Las Vegas Concours to Elegance.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have one in 2020. We participated and attended the one in 2019.
It was
fantastic.
Great.
Stuart is the managing director of the show. He was supposed to be in studio. Well, not supposedly, but potentially going to be in studio today. He's going to be in for the next show. The Las Vegas Concours de Elegance. We don't have one here. In Beverly Hills. We have one every year on Father's Day. Didn't have one last year, but the closest thing, well, actually, Monterey or Pebble Beach is closer to Vegas, isn't it? So Las Vegas Concours de Elegance is taking
place. Well, when you say closer, no, because it's only, Vegas is, a three-hour drive?
4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, but Monterey is a lot farther.
So I guess Las Vegas Concours is
closer.
Yeah. Taking place the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, and 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of October. And it is an elegant automobile show and cultural event returning Las Vegas for the second annual show, October 21st through the 24th. Tickets are on sale now, and I think they're going pretty quick, too. So if you have any intention of going, try to get those tickets now. We will be in Las Vegas for the show. Looking forward to it. So Las Vegas Concours de Elegance.
It's it's a great event because they got a lot of stuff going on. And if you like cars, it's even better.
Yeah, and because they get the good variety of cars, too. They got the classic cars. Mm-hmm. They got the very rare cars, like that Ralph Lauren one, whatever that million-dollar car is.
The Bugatti?
I think that's what it is.
I know what you're talking about. That one like that from the 1930s, that Art Deco style one.
It's like $1 million.
Yeah.
And they got hot rods, too.
Luxury cars.
Luxury cars, classic cars, cars that you've never seen before. And an overall great show, and it's a whole weekend thing. There's a Friday night
gala
type thing. Saturday, the show starts, and 2 years ago was at a beautiful golf course. This time it's going to be at the new baseball field in Las Vegas.
For their D team, or no, what do we call that?
Yeah, minor league.
Minor league team.
A Triple A or Double A team. Brand new stadium there, so this is going to be pretty cool to check out. It's in Summerlin, I think, which is about 15 minutes away from
the
Strip.
The nice suburbs of Las Vegas.
And then on Sunday, they close off the strip and all the cars
imagine.
Yeah.
You know, they close the strip for that.
Yes, Sundays must be pretty
Sunday
dull.
Morning, it's pretty light.
And it's an early one. I think it's like from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock or something.
Yeah. But
anyhow, if you like cars, if you really like cars.
What's the website for that thing, Matt, if they want to buy tickets?
Yeah, I thought I already did. Las Vegas Concourse, and that's Concourse, Concours, no E. .com.
Excellent.
So, and then you have a little flyer thing there.
Yeah, through
for the Concourse de Elegance.
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, check out the website, get tickets. From what I understand, they're going pretty quick. So
do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it, man.
And I want to do a shout out to a great partner of ours. It is the Pasadena Symphony Pops the Pasadena Pops, Pasadena Symphony Pops, based in Pasadena. Every summer, they take over the Los Angeles Arboretum and Botanical Gardens in Arcadia, which is right on the border of Pasadena, which is funny because whenever the events are going on there, they're always saying, it's great to be here in Pasadena when we're in Arcadia, but it's on the border. But I get it because it's the Pasadena Pops performing.
I think a lot
of
people don't even know where Arcadia is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, we've got the racetrack there. We've got the Arboretum there.
Whitney's boyfriend's mother, she mentioned this at dinner the other day. She said, where's Arcadia?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. The Santa Anita, which has been there since the 30s,
right.
That's where the equestrian was held for the 1984 Olympics. So Stacy and her family went to the equestrian at the Santa Anita.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was great. But yeah, you're right. A lot of people don't know where Santa Anita or Arcadia is famous for.
The track.
Santa Anita.
The Arboretum.
And
you got the mall there,
right.
Too.
Right. So we have three tourist destinations that are happening right there.
Yeah.
So every summer, Pasadena Pops returns to the Arboretum, and we've been lucky enough to be on the list of invited guests, I guess about 5 years now. And we've gone a couple times already this season. It's a smaller season by one or two performances, but they're back this year, which is great because last year, COVID, they weren't there. They are back now, and if you're going to go, you need to make sure you're vaccinated. They will be checking your vax card at the front gate. Not a problem. You should be vaxxed, so get out there. We've already got two behind us. The Road to Motown, which was fantastic. Yeah. I believe they had the most guests ever.
Yeah.
And the place
that would be probably because there was nothing happening in 2020.
It was packed.
Jam-packed.
And Billy Davis Jr. and Marilyn McCoo were there. Thelma Houston, Spectrum, great. Then the second one, 2 weeks ago, was Fleetwood Mac Tribute, which again.
And the name of the band, the tribute band, was?
Landslide. Larry Blank, conductor. And now they come to one of my favorite ones this Saturday. And if you're a Sinatra fan, this is great for a couple reasons. First, Sinatra songbook. So it's all Sinatra songs. One, two, Michael Feinstein's conducting. Now,
and he's got his stories too about Sinatra.
If any reason you want to go to catch a Pasadena Pops concert at the Arboretum, it's Michael Feinstein. This guy's amazing. I mean, he's a real hoot. And you look under the term hoot.
He wasn't there for the.
He's not there for the tributes.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks is the Classical Mystery Tour by the Beatles, which is great.
That was great a couple years ago.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And Larry Blank.
Like Beatlemania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classical Mystery Tour guest artist going to be there. Larry Blank would be cool if Ringo popped in on this one, wouldn't it? or is he living in Monte Carlo? Or is he back
here?
He's
in Beverly Hills.
Oh, he's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in Beverly Hills.
So anyway, this Saturday, Sinatra's songbook, which is
you know, Mike Tyson should extend an invitation to him.
Well, maybe they did.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, he's on tour right now, though, I think.
Oh, is he on tour?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this should be part of his tour.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's fantastic. Go get your tickets at 626-793-7172 or go to PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org. And that also gives you the schedule for the actual symphony at the Ambassador Auditorium in Pasadena. So you've got that, but I think that season doesn't start until October. So when the season ends at the Arboretum, it'll be starting up at the Ambassador in Pasadena in October. In the meantime, I encourage you, I implore you, go to Sinatra Songbook this Saturday.
Tickets are affordable.
Yeah, it is. Tickets start, I think, at $35 or $25.
And you can bring your picnic.
Bring your picnic. It's drinks.
Caviar, hot dogs, whatever you want to bring.
So we got three great ones here. We've got Sinatra Songbook on Saturday, 2 weeks Classical Mystery Tour, and a 9/11.
Carrie's favorite.
Is 100 Years of Broadway. That's Carrie's favorite?
Mm-hmm.
100 Years of Broadway, September 11th. Again, Michael Feinstein conducting. So we're going to have Liz Calloway and Jordan Donica as soloists there. So that's 100 Years of Broadway. That's going to be great. As since Broadway is opening up now, that's going to make it even specialer. So anyhow, great. Go to PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org.
Seeing Broadway's open, did you look into any shows for next week when we're in New York?
I did not.
Something to think about. Right? I know we have a real tight schedule there. But
well, I don't think we could probably get a ticket with it next week. I think everything's already booked
probably,
up.
Probably.
But anyhow, good thought.
Yeah.
Well, look into it. We still got a week.
And, you know, this is always an uplifting show. We like to talk about things that are happening, cool stuff that we've done, what have you. But in the news, now I got to bring this up, this whole COVID thing.
COVID.
Which is getting me upset because it's getting to be where it was last summer. Again,
yeah.
You know? However, all these people, I mean, here in L.A., people are 4,000 cases, I think, yesterday, which is crazy.
A million nationwide since August 1st.
Which is crazy. And they said 95.7% of all the infected people are the people that have not been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So whoever's listening out there watching, please get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only getting vaccinated either because you're afraid of needles. No big deal. Nobody likes them. It takes a couple seconds. Two, you think the whole thing is a joke or whatever. Hey, man, people are dying daily. So it ain't a joke.
Yeah.
And, three, if you don't want something in your system, I mean, when you were a kid, you got the chicken pox and measles shot.
You got all sorts of inoculations when you were a kid.
I mean,
and also, if it's not for yourself, if you've got the virus, you may contaminate somebody, a friend, a family member, your parent, your grandparent, unknowingly, and you're going to contaminate it. So it's not just a question about you. It's about the people that you can contaminate. Yeah. So this isn't a political thing.
Yeah.
It's a science-based thing where we are a city or a country of 350 million. 166 million have gotten vaccinated. We're still at the halfway point of people that haven't been vaccinated. People around the country, countries around the world are laughing at us. They're thinking, who can't get it? Who want it? And they're looking at us and saying, here you've got the greatest country in the world, and you've got half the population could get it, and they're not getting it. Meanwhile, there are people dying everywhere around the world that can't get it, that want it.
We couldn't wait to get it. We got ours a little early.
I got it as soon as I can get it because I want to live.
Yeah.
And I want to have the friends and family around me live as well. And I wasn't about to get this thing and spread it around.
It makes sense when the numbers are released that they see 99.7% of the people getting infected today are unvaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
You know.
If you want to get back to complete normalcy, get vaccinated because more and more businesses and institutions are going to require it. So if you want to go to a concert, a movie.
The Emmys,
your office, they're not going to let you in unless you get vaccinated.
We should call the Emmys, Mark, and see.
Emmys are 5 weeks
from Sunday,
coming up
and
Sunday.
And we go every year.
And last year they didn't have it, which is because of the COVID.
Yeah.
But now it looks like they're leaning back to limited as far as like it used to be 2 years ago and every year before that because of your boneheads out there that aren't getting vaccinated. So because of you boneheads out there, we're not going to be able to go to the Emmys in 5 weeks, give or take, or 5.5 weeks. So please, I implore you, get vaccinated. It takes a second, and then you can wear it as a badge of honor that you saved somebody's life and you're saving America. Yeah. So please.
Yeah, so from some sad news to good news. We're on an episode of Storage Wars tonight on FYI Channel.
I love it. It's like I Love Lucy. We're running our episodes anywhere, everywhere, all the time.
A lot of people don't have the FYI Channel, but it's, I think it's owned by
I think more people are getting it now.
Yeah, but I think it's owned by A&E.
Which is owned by Comcast, which is owned by Megatron.
So Megatron. So if you have FYI and you're up at 11 o'clock tonight and you want to go to bed with a good chuckle, tune in. We're on tonight and it's Oysters. We're on three times tomorrow night.
But
tonight we're on Homeland.
I would say
that's one of our favorite ones, but they're all our
favorite.
Homeland tonight, 11 on FYI, and then tomorrow, three episodes. Oysters on the Half Shell, one of our favorites, twice at 2 o'clock and 11:30
p.m. Yeah, that was on the repeat.
And then May the Vaults Be With You.
May the Vaults Be With You is our first 10-minute piece.
Get this, Mark. It's at 3:30 a.m.
Hey, not a problem. Last week, I think it was a week before.
Not a problem.
Couldn't sleep. I was up. When I woke up, Stacy was already up. And I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't get back to sleep at 3:30. Put the TV on. Frasier was on. So I watched an episode of Frasier. Was fantastic.
Did you really put the TV on at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep.
Wow.
So if you can't sleep.
In the bedroom?
Yeah. So if you can't sleep, put the TV on at 3:30 in the morning and see us on May the Vols Be With You.
Yeah, FYI.
So that's what it's there for. At 3:30 in the morning, if you can't sleep, put the TV on. Caught Frasier, and it was a good one.
That being said, speaking of Storage Wars, I finally went to the movies the other day after over a year. Last movie I saw was 1917 in February of last year. I went to see Stillwater the other day. We'll tap on that in a second. But watching Stillwater with your favorite person, Matt Damon, and he's in Marseille.
Did you guys make it to
Marseille?
We did make it to Marseille, yeah.
He's in Marseille. He's checking into his hotel room.
Home of the French Connection.
Home of the French Connection, right. Mm-hmm. TV is on in the background. It's the French Storage Wars.
I didn't know they had a French
Storage
Wars.
Yeah, I didn't either, so I guess they have them.
So it's like America's Got Talent or The Bachelor, where they got different franchises around the world.
Yeah, so French Storage Wars was on, which was
How did you know that?
Because it was on TV, and it said French. And Matt Dillon even made a comment. He said, like, yeah, those guys are spending money buying a bunch of junkers. He made a Storage Wars comment. But they had it in the background, and they made sure that you could see what he was watching.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that being said, first movie I've seen in a long time. He doesn't like Matt Damon. I do like him. But the movie was just okay. It was a little too long, based loosely on a true story.
He made a knock story.
Yeah. It was okay, but you know what I dug about it? Not only was the theater, usually I don't mind if the theater's full. I don't mind crowds as long as you don't wait in lines like at Disneyland. But the theater was like empty, and there's like 15 people in there.
Yeah.
But the previews, love the previews.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, what'd you see? You remember anything?
A new Sean Penn movie.
He's coming back. Huh?
Which I'm surprised he gave up acting. Huh. So I guess this is a role he couldn't refuse. Get this, he plays some guy, I forgot what his name is, let's just say he plays Sean Penn, the most famous, notorious counterfeiter in history, who counterfeited $2 million.
Is it set in contemporary times? Is this something that was in the 30s or the 50s?
Okay. 70s. And I was thinking, you know, I was watching Live and Die in L.A. a couple weeks ago with Willem Dafoe, and he was a counterfeiter.
What channel was that on?
It was on I think TCM, like about 2 months ago.
Okay.
But, you know, he was a counterfeiter, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, I'm thinking, how does one become a counterfeiter?
Right.
Where do you get those
good
plates?
Good point, yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, so Sean Penn is the most famous
counterfeiter.
How do they find these stories?
FBI.
Yeah. But anyhow, that looked pretty good. Mm. And what else? Saw about six previews.
Wow. Though.
What about you?
Yeah, I saw, by the way, we saw the Jungle Cruise on Saturday, which was fantastic. It's a 10 out of a 10. It got lousy reviews. I don't know why. Or maybe a 9. Okay, I'll give it a 9.
Wow.
Or 8.5, because I guess very few 10s. Yeah, it was the Jungle Cruise ride. It was the African Queen and Raiders of the Lost Ark all rolled into one.
Awesome.
All rolled into one. So it was a great movie. So if you want a good summer popcorn movie,
yeah,
go to see The Jungle Cruise. No kidding. I implore you.
Well, has Blake seen it? Does Blake want to see it?
No, I don't think he wants to see it.
Yeah, Kiri doesn't want to see it.
We saw about 6 previews or 7 or 8 previews, a lot of previews,
yeah.
And out of all the previews, nothing good.
What could you remember?
I can't remember anything. They were just forgettable. Yeah. Every one of them was forgettable. Yeah. Oh, the one Ryan Reynolds one where he plays this like a superhero kind of a guy with the sunglasses.
I saw that too.
Mr. That, no Guy or Mr. Guy.
Something about him I don't dig.
I like him.
Yeah?
But there were 6 or 7 previews, and nothing was good. But see, the problem is when you go to a Disney movie, and Jungle Cruise was a Disney movie, the majority of the previews you see are Disney movies. So we saw a couple cartoons, animated.
Or G-rated.
Right, we saw a couple animated releases they got coming up.
Yeah.
That Ryan Reynolds one, and the other three were just so forgettable, I don't even remember what they were.
Yeah.
But Jungle Cruise was great. There were only about 6 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, only about 6 people in the theater.
We saw Friday night, 7:30 show.
And you said there were about 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, people still aren't really coming back yet.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand because you're keeping your distance.
We get to pick our seat, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I hate. I don't like the picking of the seat.
I don't like picking it either because you're struggling to find your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like better with. Anyhow, what, you know, whatever.
It is what it is. But it is a great movie. And I guess the only thing I'm really looking forward to now is James Bond. I think that comes out in November. Yeah.
And same with Gucci, the House of Gucci.
House of Gucci, November, the two of those. Other than that, I don't know what else is coming out that I want to see. Fantastic.
We're going to see Respect this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
right. Carrie wants to see that one. But nothing really mind-blowing.
No.
I mean, James Bond and Gucci, but those are in November.
Mm-hmm.
But don't they usually have something smashing around Labor Day?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Memorial Day weekend they do, but not.
But who knows? Everything's off now.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, the Olympics are finally over. Did you get your dose of him?
It's funny you ask that. Did you see Michael Douglas posting the other day on Facebook about him?
No.
Yeah. He's at home, and he's just saying, you know what? I'm just at home right now, just myself. I'm watching the Olympics, and I got to tell you, I can't get enough of this stuff. I love it.
I had
it. I'm eating it up. I'm watching it all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we watch it all the time too.
Yeah, whenever I was home and whenever I could, I had it.
We wanted to watch ping pong. We never saw the ping pong.
Yeah. Well, did you in the paper they have the?
Yeah.
Know,
it was like during the day sometime. It was just
8
at a time
channels
we could see.
Yeah. Too. There's actually an Olympic channel too.
What I found was surprising. Did you see the marathon with the Minnesota woman that came in third? She won bronze.
No.
Okay. That was her third marathon in life. Before Friday's marathon, she'd only run 2 other marathons in her life.
She qualified.
Right. She qualified after the first marathon.
Mm.
But it's amazing that you could qualify for the Olympics after one marathon, and then you do one more, and then you're in. And not only that, she bronzed.
I would say you probably have a better opportunity, a chance to get an Oscar than a medal for the Olympics. But now after hearing that,
let me just do a sidebar real quick, just for a moment, and we'll talk about this subject too in a little bit. Lucy Show, the new Lucy Show that's on Sirius Radio.
Yes, Channel 104.
104. Which is fantastic. But anyhow, coming out here, she's got an interesting group of people.
This is a show from the 60s.
Yeah.
Radio show from the 60s.
We'll go into details in a minute, but I just wanted to mention this. But before I forgot, Shirley Booth.
Oh, was wow.
Hazel, get this. Shirley Booth, before she got Hazel, or Shirley Booth had won an Oscar, 3 Tonys, the Cannes Award, and an Emmy.
Wow.
That's a lot for people, for somebody that most people don't even know who she was.
So she was only a Grammy away from
the EBOC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, but yeah, Shirley Booth
this
morning.
What did she have the Oscar for?
Something from the 50s.
Wow.
But you don't think of Shirley Booth, and our listeners, I'm sure, don't even know who Shirley Booth is. But
no,
anyhow,
don't.
Oscar, Emmy, 3 Tonys, and the Cannes for Best Actor or Actress. Yeah. Anyhow, so back to what we were just talking about, the Olympics.
Yeah. About the
I was very disappointed with the closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I liked.
Dull. They're pretty dull. And a lot of the
closing ceremonies are always fantastic. Yeah. They're always as good as the opening ceremonies. They're fabulous.
Well, the opening, you see all the athletes here, a lot of them were gone.
I know, but the show that was going on, they had all the Japanese dancers. They were all dancing. It looked like, So, I mean, Rio was fabulous. Beijing was fabulous. London was fabulous. This was a snooze fest. Mm. The only thing good about the closing ceremonies here was the promo they did for Paris. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So that's in 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
So the Winter Olympics are in
Beijing.
February.
Yeah.
Yeah, February. And for the first time in history, did you see the commercials? The Super Bowl is going to be in the same time as the Olympics.
Mm.
First time in history.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that I guess because the Super Bowl is usually in
February.
Usually, isn't it usually
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
February. The first or second week of January.
So how is this the first time ever But
I don't know. When is the Olympics usually on?
Always in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know the exact date of the Super Bowl.
So. Well, there was some picture that you sent me of Tom Brady the other day.
Blake sent that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blake sent that. We're
looking. I saw him in the audience, yeah. And I'm thinking he looked lost.
Yeah.
And then that picture, he looked like he saw a ghost.
I'm referring to a picture my nephew sent me the other day because there was the Hall of Fame inductees for the NFL the other day, and Peyton Manning was getting inducted. So, you know, one of his friends or competitors was Tom Brady. So he was at the event, and I guess there was a picture of him where he looked like he saw a ghost.
Yeah. And now, since we're talking about the induction, this hit me yesterday. No, when was it?
But anyway, back to the Olympics. I mean, you have an opportunity to get a medal if this woman after three marathons.
Yeah.
So you do have an opportunity. Yeah. Anyhow.
Hey, in my hometown of Monrovia, we have a Olympic gold medal winner that lives there for shooting.
That
She didn't qualify this last one.
Carrie's cousin was in the Olympics in '84 for archery.
Yeah.
No, fencing.
Fencing, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, whatchamacallit? Bruce Springsteen's daughter got the gold for the...
for the equestrian.
Yeah.
Great.
How about that?
And he couldn't even be there to see it happen.
Don Juan, the name of the horse.
I don't know. I think the Japanese just really dropped the ball. They had a whole year to get ready for this thing, to implement every system, policy, protocol in place to keep COVID at bay. If we can have 50,000 people at a Dodger game, surely they could have had people over there, but they dropped the ball. So I'm really upset at Japan. They had a whole year to get ready for this thing. I mean, they had plenty of time to get ready for it, and instead it just worked out awful for their I think the prime minister resigned or something. They got a new prime minister or something.
Oh, really?
But
who was the what do they have? Do they have a? They don't have a king.
They have an emperor. He was
emperor.
There.
Yeah. That's right.
But I'm very upset at Japan the way they handled this thing because they had a year to get ready for it. And these kids who tried for years and years to get there, they finally got there, and they couldn't even have their family there to watch him. And I think that Japan could have let at least everybody to be five people, maybe four people or five people from your family to be there.
Yeah.
They were already doing the COVID testing, distancing, COVID test, vaccinations. And they still could have had four or five people per family.
They didn't need 80,000 people in the stands. But
the family of the...
Everybody, when they're talking, they're saying, I wish my husband, my kids, or my brother, or my
mother... They may never be there again. This is the time in Japan you dropped the ball. Really mad at you, Japan.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I guess they're going to turn it up for Paris then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 3 years, everything will be peachy. Yeah. There won't be any problem there. But they had a year to get ready.
And when do we have it here?
In 7 years.
In 7 years?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're here in seven.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
We were just at the last weekend, the the rugby championships, the Super Bowl of rugby.
The Super Bowl of rugby here in Los Angeles.
At the Memorial Coliseum, which has been redone.
Yeah.
So I think, they probably have everything at the SoFi Stadium.
Were you talking about for the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's not going to be anything at the Olympic, at the Coliseum.
But I was
going
to say that the first time at the Coliseum in years. And it looked good. We were there for the Giltinis.
Yeah. Well, the Giltinis is the name of the team, right? The LA rugby team?
Frank knew about them.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, you saw
He's very continental, Frank, sometimes.
The my son-in-law, very continental. But he knew the name of him.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's impressive.
And they were playing.
Until 2 days before, I didn't even know we had a rugby team.
And I knew about it about a week before. But they were playing the Atlanta team. We didn't even know what the name of the team was.
No.
I asked somebody what's the name of the team. I think they didn't have a team.
I don't think so either. The guy asked, he just said we're Atlanta.
Yeah, I think they just went by Atlanta.
Yeah, it could be.
But, you know, the Coliseum holds like 80,000 people, and there was, how many do you think? 10,000?
No, there was less than that because they said in the paper the next day. I think there was 6,000 or 7,000 people there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful day. I don't even know
I couldn't understand
what
was happening in this sport, the rugby. I did not understand it at all.
Absolutely no idea. What was going on, how they were scoring. But, you know, people always say, you know, rugby is where the real men play, you know, football in the NFL. They wear the padding, you know, rugby as well. I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was laughable. Rugby is laughable. I'm sorry to offend any rugby fans out there.
I would say there's a lot of them, Mark, but you couldn't tell if there was only 6,000 people there.
Yeah.
But remember how they kept on mentioning all the different teams?
Yeah.
Excuse me. All the different clubs.
Right. There were a bunch
Santa Barbara,
a lot of clubs.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Obscure cities.
Yeah. It was interesting. I loved
going because we always like going to new things.
Yeah.
And that
I won't go back again. I won't go back to another rugby game.
Oh, no, because, you know, it's one of the things you do once you need to go again. And they got Steve Aoki, the Las Vegas DJ, to perform at halftime.
The preeminent DJ.
So they must have gave him some good coin. Now, the guy that owns the team, is he a billionaire?
I wouldn't say he's a billionaire. I read his bio last week.
The team's named after him. His first name is Gil or something?
Right, yeah. And he was a rugby player for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. 30 years?
Yeah, he was, or 20 years, 20 years. So, he had a career in
rugby.
And
he loves martinis.
I guess so.
So Giltini.
Well, he's got the drink coming out, the new bottle. It's right. the new martini in the bottle.
He named the team.
I guess so. He must love him, which is odd because I don't think of Australians as martini drinkers. I think of them drinking beer, yeah. Foster's beer.
Foster. And somebody I saw that somebody recently was talking about Foster's American and saying it's a misconception. Australians don't drink that beer.
Well, who knows?
Well, I guess it's like saying Americans don't drink Budweiser.
Yeah, they don't. Just you.
I don't drink Budweiser.
Well, I saw that picture you posted the other day.
Oh, it was at the theater.
Oh.
They had a 12-ounce can of Heineken for $9 or a 20-ounce can of Budweiser for $9. Hmm. I thought, I'm going for quantity over quality.
Yeah.
And it'll last me longer. I wouldn't have to go get another one.
Mm.
I mean, in fact, they said I'll have the Heineken, but I saw the same price I had the big Budweiser, but, you know.
Well, back to the subject of NFL inductions the other day, and I thought this when I was listening to it. I thought of this before, but when I was watching it the other night, it really hit me. These speeches, these guys are coming out. I think the NFL has speechwriters that write these speeches for these people because
some are pretty good.
Some of them are too good for these football players. I mean, too good. They're all perfectly phrased. Naturally, you have to put your own 2 cents in there for your.
Did you watch sports?
Personalize it? No, I didn't. You have to personalize it. You have to have some sort of personalization. But in my opinion, these speeches were all too perfect to be written by football players.
You're right about that. I wouldn't question it, but I'm thinking the same thing. Damn, maybe they didn't write them, but maybe they had, you know,
they had somebody that helped them with them. The NFL had speechwriters that worked with them for those speeches because they were all too perfect for football players. And I'm not attacking football players for being any less smarter than the next guy, but to hear one.
These were like presidential speeches.
They were all too perfect. So anyway, it was a good show, and I enjoyed it. And, you know, I like how they mentioned, isn't that the Yellow Jacket? Isn't that the same thing that Century 21 has? Or Monday Night Football used to have the same jacket?
Yeah, Monday Night Football,
Night Football and Century 21, they got the same gold jacket.
You know, did you see when Peyton Manning did his speech?
Yeah.
And his father introduced
Archie?
Him?
Archie?
Yeah. He barely gave him a hug, it seemed like. And I'm watching what's he saying to him. Peyton gave him a hug, barely a hug, and he just barely said thanks.
But I got to say, those busts are great.
Yeah.
They look fantastic.
I didn't think Peyton's looked that good, though. I didn't think he's looked good that good. The ones that I saw, I'm thinking, wow, they look great. Mm. And when I saw him, I'm thinking, not that good.
Mm. I guess.
I'm thinking, not that. I like how they both pull over.
It's great. It's great. It's a great process. I like the whole induction thing. I like that it was over there, and it's kind of cool.
You know, we were at the Americana the other day after we had lunch, and we went to have our beignets. At the beignet box, by the way. This is not a paid endorsement, but the beignet box is right down the road here, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So if you want, maybe you want to...
When you say right down the road, you mean...
It's, you know where the Carney's is?
Oh, that's way down there. Oh, okay. So that's Studio City.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But anyhow...
is it past the... Carney's. I'll stop on my way back then.
Past Carney's.
Going that way?
Yeah. Pretty similar. Get up at Coldwater. Make a left.
Yeah.
You know, two blocks is Carney's, another block. Two blocks.
Is it on the left side or the right side? Okay.
Left.
I might go then.
Yeah. Anyhow, we were at the Americana the other day. The Louis Vuitton store is gone.
Really?
Carrie says it was a pop-up.
Well, you and I were... Yeah. No, it wasn't a pop-up.
That's what she said.
It's too... That's been there for too long to be a pop-up.
Well, a couple months.
Oh, it's been there longer than a couple... Stacey and I went there 2 months ago, but it was there longer than that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And every time I was there, there's a line to get in.
Yeah.
So it makes sense if it was just a pop-up.
Well, there's a line to get in because you go to Beverly Hills, there's a line to get in everything on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
Speaking of Rodeo Drive, we were in Beverly Hills Friday.
Awesome.
And we were stopping by the Curtis Stone's pie place, which is Gwen's.
Yeah.
Pies by
Gwen's.
Right. So we got our pies.
It was a cherry pie.
Cherry pie was fantastic.
What was better, the cherry pie or the apple?
That's a good question. I love cherry, but those apples he's got in his pies are incredible.
Man.
You've had the apple there though before, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But
the apples. You haven't had the cherry?
No.
Oh, but see, I love cherry. It's my favorite pie. So
gave the cherry to my mother-in-law.
Commendable.
Did the
for
right
that.
Thing. Yeah.
But so anyway, we're walking out with our pies. I've got the cherry pie and the apple pie.
Heavy.
Heavy. Yeah.
$18.
So we walk down. We're heading back to the car, and there's a Range Rover coming out of the parking lot that was right there, and then they stopped, and the two people were getting out of the car. They were with a big smile on their face. I'm thinking,
big smile.
What are they doing? Walked around the car. The reason they got out of their Range Rover, Sly Stallone was walking down the street over
alone.
Here. Alone. And so they wanted to get a picture with him. Oh, yeah, he's alone. So naturally, the Harris brothers had to get up there and ask for Sly's
selfie.
Naturally, very cordial.
Wow.
Very understanding.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. But, you know, great guy. Looked great. He's, what did he say, 75?
Yeah, 75.
He's 75, but the guy looks great.
Yeah.
Great pair of sunglasses. Guy was in great shape. I mean, the guy was great. I mean, what more can you say? And then off he went, walking down.
Yeah.
And as you see, as you're walking down the street, everybody's turning and looking, pointing.
And getting a picture.
And getting a picture.
But I like it, Mark, when you compliment him on the success of his daughters. On their, he was like, oh, thanks, man.
You have to, when you know something about
that. And then you also went a step further and say, hey, you know what, Sly? I recently saw Rocky, and you know what I realized?
Yes.
He says, what?
Yeah. And it's not a boxing movie. It's a love story. And it is. I saw it a couple months ago. And, you know, you always think Rocky, oh, that Rocky, that boxing movie. But it isn't a boxing movie. There's very little boxing, almost no boxing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is the love story. And it's lovely. So, but anyhow,
lovely.
Sly Stallone was, what a great guy to meet.
A little shorter than I thought, though. He was only a little taller than us. I thought it was, you know, but very, and he's just walking. And there's a bagel place at the end of the block here.
He might have been headed for bagels.
Yeah, because I don't know where else he could
Where's he going? He wasn't carrying anything.
Casual.
He had his cell phone in his hand and his car keys in his other hand. Just slow walking.
No wife, no kids, no friends.
Just walking down Beverly Hills himself.
So he just gets in his car and says, I'm going to go get some bagels?
Or who knows what he was going to do. I mean, there's a pizza joint down there. There's
maybe he was going to Mulberry Pizza.
Yeah, so he wanted to get a slice of pizza. Who's to know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what a great afternoon. Well, it started, and then we ended up over there at the HMS Bounty.
Oh, but we started with Van Gogh.
Oh, that's right, the Van Gogh.
Did you
have unless your thing to talk about?
No.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah. I do. But the immersive Van Gogh exhibit, it's 2 million tickets have been sold in the U.S. alone.
2 million?
2 million. Well, I think they oversold. I mean, look how long
she said 50 bucks a pop?
Yeah. 2 million as of today. Okay. The immersive Van Gogh. It's all across the country. We finally saw it on Sunset Boulevard in the old Amoeba music building. Didn't really know what to expect. Just thought it was going to be this fantastic show. Walk in. We get pulled to the front because we had VIP access, which we didn't know that we did we?
Yeah. You knew we had VIP access.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the VIP access, which was awesome. Got to the front of the line and started the show, walked in. And the art is moving.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Yeah. I just knew there was supposed to be a great show. Immersive sounded great, large scale. The artwork was moving. They had very beautiful music that complemented the art. It was a great show. It lasted about 45 minutes. It just kept on going. All his art, different. It's just the art was like growing too, from the wheat fields to the streets of.
And the audio was fantastic. The musical selections were marvelous.
Yeah. So if you have not gone, and if you have an opportunity, if it does get to your city, whether it's $37, $47, or $57, get the ticket. Take it from us. It's something that's unique. It's rare. It's different. And if you have an opportunity, even if you have to drive for a couple hours, make the time, carve it out of your schedule, and get there and see it. And we were even given a seat cushion.
Yeah. For the VIPs,
we had access to the VIP room. Thank you very much. Seat cushion, which is great, and a fantastic poster. You're going to have it framed?
I don't know. I haven't opened it up yet.
It's a beautiful, thick quality.
But does it say Van Gogh on there or something?
Yeah.
See, I don't like framing posters that have writing on it.
Yeah,
I like this because if it was just the art itself, but I don't like it.
Well, it's because it's the exhibit.
I get that, but that's why I wouldn't frame it.
Anyhow, it's a beautiful show. So if you have an opportunity, that's how we started the day before we had a meeting later in the day. Before we picked up the pies. Thank you, Curtis Stone, for that.
Yeah.
Again, fantastic. The pies are between $15 and $20.
They're little pies. They're only like this.
They're like frozen meat pies.
But
they're not frozen. I mean, if you go to the store and get a frozen meat pie. But they're a lot of money, but you get what you paid for.
It's incredible.
You know, just like the Van Gogh thing, 50 bucks may be high, but you get what you paid for.
Right.
The Curtis Stone pies, fantastic. Oh. And then we ended up the day after our meeting at the Bounty.
The HMS Bounty, which is in the Mid-Wilshire area, directly across the street from the old Ambassador Hotel on the same block as the old Brown Derby. And for you young folks out there, you don't know what we're talking about. The Ambassador's where Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in 68. The old Coconut Grove was there. I think they had a couple Oscars there.
They did.
Right.
They did.
And a lot of stuff happened in the Ambassador Hotel. That's gone. Everything is gone But the Brown Derby, for instance, they got the Derby there on the top of this mall.
Around the corner, yep. Yeah. Rather than getting rid of the Derby, they put it on the top of this pod mall.
Yeah.
But it
so
looks cheap.
We went into HMS Bonnie, which is the old HMS Mutiny on the Bonnie's the ship. So they made this old bar in the 30s or 60s. Of
it
the
looks
HMS
like
Bonnie.
From the 30s.
Right, it sure does. It sure does. So we went in there, but we were going to get a drink, and then we were going to get lunch, and it was great. They had a special $6.
What was it called?
I don't remember.
A weird name.
Yeah.
It was a
where you get a beer and a shot of whiskey
or
for $6.
For $6. And they gave it a weird name.
Yeah, it was a weird name.
And it's all day long.
It's one of these old-fashioned dark bars, red leather booths.
Here in L.A., we don't have that.
No, we don't. Not anymore.
We don't.
And it was great. And then the menu, I just took me a second. Once I saw what was on the menu.
It was a Friday special.
It was a Friday special?
It was a Friday special.
Monte Cristo sandwich. Now, there are very few places you're going to get a Monte Cristo sandwich. And
very
one
few.
Of the best places is Disneyland.
Yeah.
But they're few and far between otherwise.
Yeah.
So we ordered the Monte Cristo sandwich with onion rings and our beer and shot of whiskey at the HMS Bonnie.
In a red booth.
In a red booth. It was fabulous. So this Friday, let me tell you, kids, we had our picked up our pies at Gwen's, thanks to Curtis Stone, met Sylvester Stallone in Beverly Hills, had our meeting. We had a business meeting. We had to get some work out of it.
It was a good meeting.
Did the Van Gogh in the morning, which was a fabulous show, and a fabulous lunch and cocktails at the HMS Bonnie. This
Full
is
down.
How it is to be in Los Angeles, kids. This is where we are, and this is where we're staying because L.A. is the place. When did they come up with that? L.A. is the place. 84. Okay.
It was right before the Olympics, I think, didn't they?
Yeah. It's the place.
I don't know if anybody ever says that anymore.
I don't think so. I just thought about it right now.
I know. You just said it. I'm thinking, when was the last time I heard that?
Yeah.
And didn't we have an artist, Mark, that we were one of our partners we were collaborating? He went to use that.
Oh, yeah, he did. Something around there.
California is the
or
place.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he went. Anyhow.
Time is running out here. We haven't got a lot of time left, but I want to do another big shout-out. And this is a little late because we went to the opening of Del Mar Racetrack. It was over a month ago, and we had the honor and privilege of attending a great after-party taking place at the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe. The name of the party was Hats, Heels, and Hooves. It's hats because everybody wears hats when they go racing. Heels because the women wear the high heels. And hooves, the hooves of the horses. So this was billed as the ultimate Del Mar racing opening day after party. Now, if you haven't been to Rancho Santa Fe, it is a great part of town, part of San Diego. This is a more affluent part of San Diego County. It's a nice little village-like area.
Real, yeah, small town.
Quaint.
Small towny.
Cozy. And there, nestled in the little town, the little village, is the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe.
It's like
which
in a
is,
neighborhood.
It's like in a neighborhood, which is a fabulous place, a marvelous place, as Lucy Ball says.
Wonderful.
On her new show.
Wonderful.
Not new show, but it's a 50-year-old show. But anyhow. And they've got little cottages and little, I guess, casitas, you can say.
Yeah.
But anyhow, this was a great party to go to after a day of racing. You go there. The thing I liked is right when you check in and you get your tag or your wristband or whatever, you got a glass of champagne. I guess it was champagne. Wasn't that champagne? Sparkling wine?
Vodka first.
Vodka first?
And then the girls that were twirling.
Okay, so they put the vodka in and they put the champagne in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, it's
a great way to get a drink.
Yeah.
There was some gymnast or...
spinning around when you got your ticket and got your
glass
drink
of vodka.
And before you walked into the party itself, which was great food.
I
love a great assortment of food,
yeah.
You know, and I guess it was Spanish style or Mexican style, you know, foods
local,
they had there.
Local restaurants.
And the food was just fantastic. The everything about this party was great. Now, the website for the hotel is theinn@atrsf.com. So I encourage you all, if you're looking for a place to stay or someplace to go have lunch or a drink.
Have a getaway.
Have a getaway for the weekend or whatever. And this very romantic, lovely old village in Rancho Santa Fe, a lot of millionaires and billionaires live there in Rancho Santa Fe.
The 20s or 30s?
I think it was built in the 30s. I'm not exactly sure, but it's a fantastic place.
Hideaway.
It's a hideaway, right. Yeah. The Inn at rsf.com. go there, enjoy it. Hopefully they'll have the party there again next year. I'm hoping we'll go back there again.
Yeah.
But it's a great place to take the wife or the husband, the family, and just enjoy yourself. It's very relaxing in this part of town. So go. And again, thanks to the Inn at Rancho Santa Fe for having
us. Awesome way to end the day.
Yeah.
After an already wonderful day.
It was a great day of the races, as they say.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we got the Vive Clucot Polo coming up.
When is that?
October 2nd.
Oh, it's October 2nd.
Tickets, the pre-sale tickets for American Express went on sale last week. They're going back on sale to the public this Friday the 13th. I love it. There are three choices for your tickets. $115, that's just to walk in. Okay, just to walk in.
Just no seat, no nothing. It just gets you there.
And that's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
$525, you get to hang out at a special location. You have a glass of champagne, and you get
not just any champagne.
Yeah, the Vive Clucot. Right, yeah, and so it's $115, $525, and then the Harris Brothers love this one.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
$19,500 for 10 people. You get your own cabana. You get one bottle of their Japanese special blend that came out 10 years ago or something, and you each get two glasses of champagne. You have your own private butler. And then what you like.
Private butler.
Well, yeah. Private butler, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Then, but the night before, you get to attend the private party that Nacho Figueroa, who is the Ralph Lauren actual polo player, he's in the commercials.
Yeah, he's the front man for polo.
You get to attend his private party on Friday night. So, again, that's $19,500. It's for 10 people.
So it's $1,900
a piece. $1,950 a piece. So if anybody's listening, we have a couple extra seats for that. Harris Brothers would love to join. But that's coming up on October 2nd. It's always a huge thing here. We've never been to that.
We still have 2 months to get our invite.
Yeah, we still have 2 months to get our invite.
We've been to Will Rogers State Park for polo, which is cool. Different
Very
events
cool.
that have been there, which is great. It's a great place to see polo.
Yeah, and especially when it's a nice event and they got the food booths and they got
the
open bars and but this I'd like to see how these $19,000 cabanas look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet they're going to be spectacular.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and I want to know where that private party is going to be on Friday night too.
Yeah, it's on a need to know basis and you are just not in the need to know right now.
Yeah. But anyhow, so we got that coming up and
And then 2 weeks ago was the LA Art Show.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say a big shout out to the LA Art Show. Their website is laartshow.com. Naturally, they won't be back for another year, but you can get a head start and make your plans for this
thing.
February,
though. Won't it be in February?
It depends how they're going to work this thing now.
If
they're going to go back to their original time, which is February, which would be great. But laartshow.com. Great artwork.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, great.
This is one of our favorite events of the year to go to.
Yeah, everybody who's anybody in town is at this event. Let's see, Mary Garcetti was there, I guess, two weeks ago, and there was other celebrities that go to this thing. And a couple years ago, we met, what's her face? Brigitte Nielsen.
So we met both. We met his first wife.
We met him.
Oh, that was from a long time ago.
Yeah. Was he married to her, though, Brigitte? Or was
I think
just
he
dating
was.
Her?
Okay. That was like a long time ago.
But anyhow, a big shout out to the LA Art Show for having us back again. This is the third or fourth year that we've been back to this event, which was,
it's an elite art event.
It's great. If you like art. And speaking about art, Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, is now an artist. He just moved into his Malibu home.
Beachfront?
I don't know. He's renting it. He's only renting it. It's $20,000 a month. And the three-car garage, he's converted to his
studio,
his gallery where he does his painting. And he's going to have his first art show coming up in New York, in L.A.
When
in the next next
when
month
did
or so.
An
right. When did he become an artist? I don't know, but he is an artist now. We're just talking about art. So we'll see how his art looks and see if the Harris Brothers could attend the Los Angeles premiere of his art. So I do. George something or other. I don't know the last name by the top of my head right now. So
great.
Yeah. So looking forward to it. The Harris Brothers are art lovers. So we'll see if old Hunter is doing good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
All right. Now we're coming down to the end of our show, Matt. Do you have any other shout outs, promos?
SHHH.com. They are participating in two of our upcoming events, the Miss California USA Beauty Pageant, and next week in New York, Miss New York.
Which we didn't even get a chance to talk about. We're leaving for New York in a week.
A little more than a week, yeah. But this is under eye puffiness, under eye dark circles, ooh, under eye.
You got extra
bags.
Ones of those?
They're eye gel packs, collagen. So you put these under your, well, anybody out there that has problems with under their eye darkness or whatever.
I think a lot of people do, yeah.
So you put them, didn't we have one of our clients in the past? Any event.
I don't know.
I like the box.
I do too.
SHHH.com. So they're eye gel packs placed under your eye for about 30 minutes and gets rid of the darkness. But I wonder how long it gets rid for. I mean, is it like for a long time? Is it? But it's a great looking box.
You got an extra box? I'll take it. I'll take one.
It's a great brand. Big shout out to Shh to be involved in our upcoming event.
Great.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, did you hear that Kelly Clarkson, who's getting a divorce from her husband, wants $2 million a month?
$200,000.
$200,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he's getting. He wanted $2 million.
No, he wanted. Yeah. Nobody gets $2 million a month.
He wanted it.
No, that's impossible, Matt. Yeah. Nobody gets $2 million.
Anyhow.
All right, so we're winding down. So when are we on?
Tomorrow night. Well, tonight at 11 o'clock on FYI channel. May the volts be with you. Tomorrow on FYI three times. We are on 11:30 a.m., 11:30 p.m., and 3:30 a.m.
Thanks, so like everybody, for tuning in and listening to us. Our time goes by way too fast. And keep checking with us at wildcreationsmedia.com or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations, Instagram, The Bon Vivants. What's the Instagram for Bon Vivants? Foodies?
Just Bon Vivants.
Oh, okay, Bon Vivants.
Bon Vivants.
Yeah, our time goes by too fast, but thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you real soon.
Take care.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.